From the Chattahoochee Tech Studios, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, January 28th, and happy 46th birthday to rapper Rick Ross. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories. New charter school partnered with the Girl Scouts will open in Mableton. Critics see a power grab in the potential Cobb GOP rules change. Democrats are considering redistricting Plan B. Four Walker students were chosen for All-State Art Symposium. The Marietta History Center will have its first in new series in February. And finally, expect some weekend lane closures in Cobb County.
My name is Barney Gumble. I'm 40, I'm single, and I drink.
Mr. Gumble, this is a Girl Scout meeting.
Is it? Or is it that you girls can't admit you have a problem?
Families in South Cobb will soon have another option when it comes to choosing a school for their children, with Amana Academy West Atlanta set to open its doors for kindergarten through third grade students in August. Amana already operates a 700-student charter school in Alpharetta, which opened in 2005. The Mableton School will be its second campus. Amana Academy West Atlanta is a public charter school authorized by the State Charter Schools Commission of Georgia, so there is no tuition or criteria students must meet to attend. Students with special needs, gifted students, and students whose first language is not English are all accepted at the school. A family's location is not an issue either. The school has a statewide attendance zone, so students from anywhere in Georgia are welcome to attend. A unique characteristic of the school is its location under a canopy of trees surrounded by trails, a lake, and other parts of nature instead of concrete roads and traffic. Cobb Republicans will consider several changes to their organization, but those changes have prompted criticism from some in the party who see an attempt by its new leadership to consolidate power and oust dissenting voices. The 200-some voting members of the Cobb County Republican Party are known as the County Committee. The proposed changes would alter the makeup of the party's smaller executive committee, comprised of party leadership, and grant it more control of the party's spending, diminishing the power of the rank and file, the critics allege. Specifically, those changes would remove several people from the executive committee, including the leaders of the Cobb County Republican Women's Club and the Cobb Young Republicans. The changes would add to the executive committee the chairs of the party's subcommittees, people handpicked by the party chair. The changes also vest more spending power in the executive committee. The battle over the future boundaries of Cobb's local bodies heated up Wednesday as Democrats and Republicans jockey over competing maps for the county's Board of Commissioners and Board of Education. State Representative Eric Allen, chairman of the Cobb County Legislative Delegation, called a Wednesday meeting at the Legislative Office Building in an effort to reach some measure of bipartisan consensus on the maps he and his fellow Democrats drew late last year. Cobb's Board of Commissioners approved that map Tuesday night on a 3-2 vote. That now appears more likely as House leadership allowed a similar effort to move forward this week over Gwinnett County's contested Board of Commissioners maps. But other members warned that it was time to start coming around to the fact that bipartisanship may not carry the day. Walker students Ava Becker, Kendall Brock, Owen Hayden, and Juan Nolte were selected for the 2021-22 Georgia All-State Art Symposium by judges who reviewed 1,600 entries from artists across Georgia. Judges chose 100 for inclusion in the symposium, which will be hosted by Columbus State University in February. The annual All-State Art Symposium is dedicated to promoting and recognizing the creative talents of high school students from across Georgia. The symposium's workshops, juried exhibition, and other events provide high school students with cultural opportunities, develop advanced studio skills, and cultivate aesthetic appreciation while recognizing excellence in high school art education.
Some days, we don't let the line move at all. We call those weekdays.
Georgia could be making driver services more convenient. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with that story.
For Georgians who dread waiting in long lines to get their licenses renewed, relief could be coming around the corner. A new proposal includes self-service kiosks at the state's busiest driver centers and some grocery stores. Spencer Moore, the Georgia Department of Driver Services Commissioner, asked lawmakers for a $1.2 million for the kiosk when the legislature amends this year's budget. He said during hearings Tuesday the department needs a total of $76.8 million for the next fiscal year, $7.2 million more than this current year, which ends on July 1st. Spencer said the machines would take pictures and print temporary licenses and permits for people seeking to renew their current credentials. The idea is to reduce wait times and improve efficiency. Staffing shortage during COVID-19 pandemic contributed to longer waits and lines. Mr. Moore told lawmakers that the turnover rate for driver examiners over the last 2 years reached levels between 48% and 65%, and that the cost of kiosk is roughly equivalent to the driver examiner's salary. For more on this story, please go to mdjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG now.
The Marietta History Center will have the first in a new series of presentation on February 12th at 2 p.m. On Doing History, we'll introduce guests to a variety of ways people do history. Those who work in the fields of history include cemetery preservationists, genealogists, archaeologists, documentarians, archivists, curators, oral historians, historic preservationists, and just plain old historians. The series will provide an opportunity to learn from and ask questions of the experts in this field. Guests will leave with expert advice on how to apply this field to their own lives. The February 12th expert will be Dr. Thomas A. Scott, a professor emeritus of history. He taught at Kennesaw State University for 43 years prior to his retirement in 2011. Dr. Scott has led the KSU Oral History Project for many years and is the author of three books focusing on local and state history. Free for History Center members, $10 for non-members. Members also receive a 20% discount in the History Center store.
And you think, well, this is the worst traffic can get now. That's your only consolation. But we know that in the future, traffic will somehow get even worse. What? How could it get worse? Will it start moving backwards? Is that possible? Will people someday be going, boy, this is some really bad traffic now?
The Georgia Department of Transportation will have the following lane closures in Cobb County this weekend. Contractors will install lane closures on State Route 360 Powder Springs Road in Cobb County this weekend as crews continue activities related to a resurfacing project on 360 from Windy Hill Road to Sandtown Road. Resurfacing improves the condition of the roadway. Single rolling lane closures will be installed on Powder Springs Road northbound and southbound between Sandtown and Macklin Road from January 28th at 9 p.m. to January 31st at 5 a.m. Crews will be working at various locations throughout the weekend, and the lane closures will roll as they move from one location to another. This $2.4 million project is scheduled for completion in spring 2022.
Hi, I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty. The world's changed a lot in the last year, so Drake Realty is changing with it. Our newest website allows you to find your property and agent, then we take care of the rest. We have experienced partners and state-of-the-art technology to keep your earnest money safe and closings on time. If you're looking for a seamless transaction from contract to close, visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.